WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving into something near and dear to all our hearts, self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking, Logan. Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? While those can be lovely, let's get real for a second. Self-care in the hustle and bustle of modern life, that's about carving out space for you amidst the chaos. It's not selfish, it's absolutely essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect your car to run forever without maintenance, right? Well, we're kinda like those cars constantly moving, needing fuel and tune-ups. So, let's talk about how to keep our inner engines running smooth. First up, prioritize your sleep. I know, it's tough when there are a million things vying for your attention. But trust me on this one, getting enough shut-eye is like hitting the reset button. It's not just about feeling rested, it's about improving your focus, mood, and overall well-being. So, make sleep a non-negotiable part of your day, even if it means saying no to that extra meeting or scrolling through social media late at night. Second, move your body. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. A brisk walk in the park, a dance session in your living room, even some stretches while watching your favorite show, anything that gets you moving counts. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's an amazing stress reliever and mood booster. Think of it as a mental detox. You'll be surprised at how much clearer your head feels after getting those endorphins flowing. Third, make time for activities that bring you joy. This is where things get really personal. What lights your fire? Reading a good book? Playing music? Spending time in nature? Whatever it is, carve out some dedicated time each week to do something you truly love. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture, even 15 minutes of pure enjoyment can make a world of difference. Fourth, cultivate your social connections. We're social creatures by nature, and strong relationships are vital for our well-being. Make an effort to connect with loved ones regularly, whether it's a phone call, a coffee date, or a virtual game night. Nurturing these bonds not only brings joy, but also provides invaluable support when things get tough. Lastly, learn to say no. It's a superpower, I tell you. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Saying yes to too many things can lead to burnout and stress. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and politely decline requests that drain your energy or time. Remember, taking care of yourself means having the capacity to show up fully for the people and things that matter most. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, running from one task to the next? You know that feeling when you realize you've been staring at a screen for hours without even realizing it? That's what happens when we neglect self-care. It's easy to get swept up in the whirlwind of life, but taking time for ourselves is crucial to avoid burnout and maintain our well-being. Think about the last time you felt truly relaxed and refreshed. What did you do? Maybe you took a long walk in nature, enjoyed a good book, or simply had a quiet evening at home. These moments of self-care are essential for replenishing our energy and allowing us to show up as our best selves. It's like charging our phones, we need that downtime to function effectively. Let's wrap this up with the key takeaways. Self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Make sleep a priority, move your body regularly, engage in activities you love, nurture your relationships, and don't be afraid to say no. These strategies will help you navigate the demands of life with greater resilience and well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself is an act of self-love and empowers you to live a more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards prioritizing your well-being today. Share this episode with someone who needs a reminder about the importance of self-care. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to stay balanced and stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.